Take 5, 3:32 a.m. Luxembourg time, 2:32 a.m. UK time. It was a long night, and we didn't get home till just after midnight. I started writing this at about 1, I think, or 1:30. It's been quite an intense evening, and I had a couple of false starts, which doesn't usually happen, but I wasn't in quite the right space. So anyway, this one's called Shortbread and Sequins. And the title is dedicated to Sue, otherwise known as Ladyface, also to Harriet, who makes the most wonderful shoes. Anyway, I'm waffling. Shortbread and sequins. There's a man who shouts Butano as he walks along the sand, selling canisters of butane you can carry in your hand, and everyone can barbecue. This seems to give him reason to walk along the beach, accosting tourists during season. But though I like the beach, I also love to stay at home, eating shortbread while I type, while my mind and fingers roam across the keyboard with excitement as these words just keep arriving. When I'm doing this, my soul is positively thriving. The flow of rhyme and rhythm keeps me focused and defined. It's cognitive, a therapy to hypnotize my mind. But this is just what works for me, like walkies for a dog, a simple way to meditate and clear away the fog. If I were Harriet, I might accessorize a shoe, sew on tons of sequins, or stick them on with glue, or maybe I'd paint Jessica big-breasted on the heel. It doesn't matter what we do. It matters how we feel. Paint a shoe, or write a poem, do the ironing. Just make sure that what you're doing helps your heart to sing. The singing heart, spontaneous, combusts all lies to light, and the human it belongs to sleeps soundly through the night. Truth is not so easy when you have to show your feeling, but silence, like a coffin, has no space, and there's a ceiling. I had a dream I told this to the noble Dalai Lama, and he said, "Have you heard The Bed Song by Amanda Palmer?" I hadn't, so I listened, and the lyrics made me cry. They reminded me to spread my wings, to tell the truth, to fly, and mostly to thank all of you for helping me write this. But let me tell you now, it was not a piece of piss.